Blog Talk Radio.
Okie dokie. Well, we have experienced a whole week of a different change in the time. You know, it's getting darker when you're picking up the children. But it's a little bit brighter, I think, in the morning times when you are, you know, send them off to school. Tonight is going to be a short show. It's a little celebration show. We have the mayor of Lithonia, Georgia, which is, pinnacle city in Metro Atlanta. She's a very warm and articulate woman that is welcoming, you know, people who are looking to relocate in Metro Atlanta. Lithonia is real close to the thoroughfare of I-20, and also that gives you the quick access to Atlanta, Georgia. More importantly is that she's working with several other mayors throughout Metro Atlanta to try to bring us together. And we want to try to get her on here momentarily. And just want to say thank you for coming on the show. I'm calling from a place most people live their whole lives trying to get to. I'm calling from the Promised Land, Snellville, Georgia. Whether or not LeBron James gets, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers to the Promised Land, whether or not Peyton Manning will get his team, Denver Broncos, to the Promised Land, I'm calling from a place which is strategically located, believe it or not, in between Lithonia and Snellville, off of Turner Hill, Stonecrest, and it turns into Rock Chapel, then it turns into Highway 124, and it gets to Highway 78, and a scenic highway. But wanted to say thank you for all who's listening in. Please, bear with me. We're talking about mayors and talking about mayors who've been reelected, mayors who've found a new office this past Tuesday. And most important thing is pat yourself on the back for voting, and it's time for change. And some of the things that you see is changing is the makeup of a mayor. No more are they, you know, kind of big-gutted, you know, men all the time. They're women of power. They're women who are trying to take control and take lead and take the front row seat on some of these major decision-making situations. So with this being said, thank you so much. I got a little something for the mayors who are powerful women.
Done, baby.
right. It appears that we're really extremely getting busy, but this show is brought to you by Corliss Royal, Royal Accounting. If you need your banking or your taxes done around Metro Atlanta area, Corliss Royal is going to be the one to contact. Please. Be patient as I bring you back on. This show is brought to you by Corliss Royal. So many people already trying to get on that it's blocking everyone to get on. Hang tight. 1-646-478-0188. And I think we have them all on now. Let's see. Who wants to talk first? I have an individual who might know a little bit about being a superhero. 404-441.
Hello.
I need a superhero in my life.
You got her. This is the lookout lady.
The lookout lady. Well, I tell you what, listen, I have to note to self, I can't have all these people calling in at one time because everyone was blocked. But I want you to talk to us, and we have an individual that I want first for you to introduce her, and then for her to introduce the mayor of Latonia, Georgia. This is Dr. Nabantu. Can you tell a little bit about the Collard Green Festival?
Oh, of course, Tom. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show this evening. And, of course, you are the baddest man in radio. First of all, about Nabantu, when I first met her, we were talking about the Collard Green Festival coming to Lithonia. It was in a different location first. Got to get the West End, and they moved it to Lithonia. And I first thought, I was like, wow. Collard greens, ice cream. So I tried it, and it was delicious. Okay, so I've been with her for about almost two years now with the Collard Green Festival, but it is a excellent festival to attend. It was last week, and the owner of the Collard Green Festival is Nabantu Akawanda.
I call her Mama. Mama 650, can you say hello?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for having me on the show, and Tisha, thank you so much for that great introduction. Pleasure being here. I'm a mama. They call me Mama Nabantu. I am a doctor of educational leadership as well. But I prefer being called Mama Nabantu.
Well, let me ask you a real quick question. And for those who are, you know, festival coordinators, why did you decide to pick Latonia, Georgia? And as you want to introduce her, before you answer that question, I want you to say this for those who might be considering. You feel me? Where to host their next concert as far as celebrities are concerned or doing some kind of motivational speaking. Why did you pick Latonia?
Mayor Deborah Jackson came to me a couple years before actually that we did our first Collard Green Festival there in Latonia. And I was a little hesitant because most of our festivals had been on the West End, and I wasn't sure if people would come out that far. But people did come out, and Ms. Jackson has been a great host for the past 3 years for the Collard Green Festival, and people really like the venue there. It's a beautiful park. It's a beautiful place to do a festival. It's a beautiful place to bring people together for concerts. And I believe they used to do this some time ago. And I know that probably one of the visions of Mayor Jackson is to bring that element back to the Thonia. It's a beautiful place, and people need to come out and get a chance to view it. And, you know, if she's on the line, I just want to say I'm excited and honored to introduce Mayor Jackson as the second-term mayor of the city of Lithonia. We're going to have her again for another phenomenal 4 years. And she's laid the foundation to do some great work. She has vision for Lithonia, and now we have the opportunity to make this happen. And I do know she can't do it alone, and we're going to need support from the people from Lithonia and outside of Lithonia to come in and support and volunteer and help make this place a beautiful place and make some beautiful, phenomenal changes that's needed. And so now we have this chance to make this vision, these visions of the city of Lithonia to become a reality. So I am just really super excited that she's continuing on as the mayor of the city of Lithonia.
Well, I tell you what, Dr. or Mama, I call you, is we have the mayor of Lithonia on, and she, like you and I, and like the lookout lady, and I have a couple of, another individual who wants to talk about changes in our community. We have to be a pillar. Lean on me. Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Lithonia, Mayor Deborah Jackson.
Yes. Hi, good evening, everyone. I'm so happy to be here, and I thank you for this opportunity.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, Mama Nabantu, and hi, Lookout Lady. Thank you so much for your support during the campaign.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, listen, here's the thing is I know you have some functions that are going on, and this is where we're talking about that we all have to do our thing. Lookout Lady, can you give your slogan about what we have to do?
Well, it's first of all, it's time for all of us to, just like Mayor Jackson, it's time for us to step up. It's time for all of us to do our part. And just like I wear a cape, it's time for us to take. It's time for us to step up, take the plate, and wear your cape.
Well, Mayor Jackson, you just got a cape, obviously. And what the lookout lady was saying is, you know, it's time for us to step up to the plate with a cape and for us to do some things to, you know, change our world, and we can do it street by street. Mayor Jackson, thank you so much. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us about why did you want to rerun for mayor?
Well, in terms of myself, I actually relocated to Georgia in 2000. I grew up in New Jersey, spent 2 years working for legal services in Mississippi, and then I went to New York, where I stayed until the 2000, and I decided I wanted to come back south because I believe that the South really represents I guess really a kind of a stronghold for our community in terms of the opportunity to make a difference. You know, it's the birthplace of the civil rights movement. And so I wanted to kind of to come and see what I could do to help. I eventually moved into the city of Lithonia in 2006, but previously had done some work with them as a consultant because I saw such tremendous potential in the community. And often we find ourselves in situations where communities are being redeveloped around us. And what tends to happen at the end of that is that the community is redeveloped, but there's a whole different community that is there. And I'm really interested in looking at how do we, who are currently in a location, take the leadership and make the changes that we all want to see happen.
Well, here's the thing. Trisha, or Lookout Lady, You were involved in a concert back to school. Can you talk a little bit about that? And here also, Dr. Nabantu, with the Collard Green Cultural Festival. Churchill, what would you say to individuals who are, you know, again, looking to maybe, you know, make plans for 2016 as far as having festivals for the communities and to why Lithonia, Tricia?
Because, just like Mary Jackson said, she wants to make a change in the community. I think Lithonia is a good place to make a change. First of all, we need to bring people to that area, like to say concerts, different venues to bring to revive the area. I know I talked to the mayor of Grayson about Allison Wickerson about doing a farmer's market. I know Ms. Deborah Jackson had also mentioned that. So I think just bringing different different things like that in the city of Lithonia will help build the city up.
Dr. Nabantu, would you agree?
I totally agree. I really am impressed with the new city hall that Mayor Jackson put together and made it happen. Because when I first came to Lithonia and saw these little trailers they were using, I was like appalled. I couldn't believe the city would be in such a, having trailers as a city hall. I was looking for something, you know, what I'm used to seeing for a city hall. And so now they have a beautiful place. He has a beautiful office to look out over the city of Lithonia. And there's a lot of people behind her who want to make these changes. And although I don't live in Lithonia, you know, I want to support what happens in Lithonia because I think great things can happen there and it can be a good example for other cities like Lithonia, small cities like that can grow. And I look forward to the day that the greater Lithonia area will be a part of the city of Lithonia and really make a big difference in the state of Georgia.
Well, that, you know, here's the thing. I was born in Chicago, and my parents were, you know, from here, born, you know, here in Georgia, and went to Chicago. I made a mistake and called it Tommy. That's okay. But the thing is that we had a situation of business and an apartment situation right off of Swift Street, and I've seen it grow. And so I am, you know, like I said, been a prodigal son for a minute, but I'm back here, and I'm so thankful to be able to, you know, share and spread, help her spread her wings to make Lithonia even better. Mayor Jackson, what are the priorities for the second term as mayor?
Yeah, I would say it's, you know, building on the foundation that we were able to establish during the first 4 years with a priority being on, you know, what I would call community development. And that really is finding ways to help strengthen the capacity of the residents who currently live here. We have a lot of young children and we have a lot of seniors. And so I think that there is a great opportunity to, you know, develop some programming so that the children will get the benefit of the knowledge and experience of our seniors, and likewise the seniors will benefit from
the kids. Walk right in and muddy it up again.
You know, to benefit from the experience of our youth. And so often you hear people talking about, well, we hope that some big company will come and bring jobs to the community, and that would be nice, but we just can't sit around and wait for that to happen. So I am actually having an AmeriCorps Vista coming on next week that's going to be focusing on opportunities to help people establish more businesses. There are many resources that are available, and often people are not aware of that. The other thing is just in terms of increasing the level of community participation, because I think that governments are only as strong as the community that they represent. And so that it's important to provide platforms for the community to really have a voice in the decisions that are made.
Well, Mayor, can you, for those merchants and citizens and the people who are, you know, thinking about relocating, it's very convenient. You're on a, international interstate, I-20. You can get to Atlanta in 20 minutes, you know, bare, no traffic. But and then you also are, you know, in a rural area in 25 minutes. Your term for this, you know, next, you know, your next term, your legacy that you're leaving, but moreover, is for these merchants who are here in your city, for them to kind of get involved and to you know, participate and commit and donate and volunteer their services and their funds to see the vision of your legacy that you want to provide in your next term. Is there a contact information?
Yes, well, actually, yeah, they can contact us at City Hall and either, you know, speak to myself or our city administrator, Mr. Eddie Moody, and we are located at 6920 Main Street. The telephone number is 770-482-8136. People can also go to our website and get information about upcoming events, and the website is www.cityoflithoniaga.org. And so we're excited about having the businesses become more involved. We have a number of new businesses that are opening up, and so they are exploring creating a business association, which I think would really enhance the opportunity to communicate and work together.
Well, Mayor, you're not by yourself. Trisha, excuse me, lookout lady.
Yes, I have a question for Mayor Jackson.
Hold on a second. Real quickly,
yes.
I just want to let you know that what I have done and worked hard, and so has Trisha, so has the doctor, and so has the mayor, as a news editor, and, you deserve what you're able to give, and, you know, I used to, you know, trade, you know, investment banker on Wall Street. I'm not banking on Wall Street anymore. I'm back here banking on Main Street. I mentioned Swift Street, and I mentioned Main Street because you have someone, Mayor, and this is what I really was trying to grasp and bring all together here, the cities of Metro Atlanta to work together to make a change. And I have an individual that is just want to call in and say congratulations. 770-262.
Who might that be?
This is the man, the myth of Snellville. He is a reelected councilman, Mayor Jackson. Here is also the one who maybe can put you in play with the food bank that you, the Give Hunger the Boot, and the farmers market that your dreams are desiring. Can you say anything, Dave, to support the mayor of Lithonia?
Sure can. Any assistance I might be able to provide, she's free to call me, and be glad to meet with her and give her whatever help I can. We've had a really good success with our farmers market in Snellville, and we've had outstanding success with the Give Hunger the Boot program.
Oh, okay. Well, I look forward to reaching out to you and getting some additional information. Thank you for the offer.
Sure. Sure, and Tom has my number. It was kind of amusing. We had some opponents during the campaign. They sent out mailers, and they put my phone number and now Mayor Tom Woods' phone number on it. And I thought it was kind of amusing because I've never had anybody before pay to get my number in front of voters so they could contact me. So I thought that was a pretty nice deal. But my number is 770-262-2115.
Okay.
So if you want to give me a call at your convenience, we can talk about what your plans are and how I might be able to help you.
All right. Appreciate it.
And we'll leave Tom out of it so we can get some work done.
Well, see, here's the thing. You're getting off I-20, and there is Lithonia. And if you take, Turner Hill, which it turns into eventually 124, and then gets to Highway 78, which is Snellville, and then, you bear right, and about a couple miles down, there's Grayson. And the thing, what is the most, you know, promising thing that we can do for the merchants, for the nonprofits, for the churches, for the schools, okay, for the seniors, like you said, Mayor Jackson, is to what our town's about and what we care about is our women, our children, our seniors, our, you know, the nation's communities and our nation's future. So it's a good thing for us to maybe use an example to bring cities that are strategically located next to each other to start to work together to make a common goal achieved. Would you like that, Mayor?
No, I think that sounds great. I mean, I think it makes sense to look at having more of a regional approach as opposed to, you know, operating in silos, because I think we can get more done working collaboratively than individually.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Dave. I know you have to go, and I know the mayor, you have to get ready to, you know, go to another event. But again, Dave, we were talking about Snellville. You have on the swearing in.
Monday night.
Now, Mayor Jackson, when is your swearing-in party?
It will be in January.
Okay.
Yeah, the first Monday in January.
Now, hey, would you like to come Monday?
Come where? To Snellville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, actually, I do have another engagement for Monday evening. Yeah, but I'll definitely reach out to Dave in terms of following up.
Okay, that'll be good, because I know you probably have as nightmarish a schedule as we do.
So the swearing in is Monday evening, or is it during the day?
No, Monday evening.
Okay.
7:30.
Okay.
So yeah, we have.
Well, you have open doors. You know, our hinges in Snellville.
Sure.
Swing on, welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right,
You're
take
welcome.
Care now.
Good night. Mm-hmm. You too.
Yes.
Good night.
Yes. All right, Tom, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Now we have a situation going on. Is what are the challenges as far as people who are looking to relocate? And why would they think about Lithonia, Georgia, Mayor?
Yeah, I would say that Lithonia offers many benefits. I mean, that it has a great sense of community. It's great for families. As you have pointed out, it's easily accessible. So, you know, we're 20 minutes away from downtown Atlanta if you wanted to experience a big city life, and then come back home to Lithonia and have some quiet. But at the same time, we do have a number of cultural events and activities, such as the Collard Green Festival, and we are looking for opportunities to expand the level of cultural engagement. Because I think culture and the arts provide very important tools for helping to build community. And so they're not only educational, but they also help increase the sense of place that people have. And Lithonia is a great historic town. We have many of the first things. We have everything from the first library in DeKalb County was here in Lithonia to the first public school for African-American children was here in Lithonia. So
did you know that, lookout lady?
No, I do not. But I do know that Lithonia is the city of granite, is it not?
Yes, it grew up around the granite industry, and in fact, the granite of Lithonia is unique. It's different from the granite that you would find in Stone Mountain, and it's called Nice granite, and it was used in many of the federal buildings and around the country. So Lithonia has a lot going for it. And so like many communities, you know, it suffered from a downturn, but we're definitely on the way back up.
All right. Very good.
Dr. Navantu, what do you think about that?
Oh, I really was very impressed when I learned about the history of Lithonia, the city of Lithonia, and the contributions that African Americans have made in that city in terms of the number of buildings that they've actually built, because they were clever skillsmen in mason and brick making. They were the ones to go to. And so somewhere in the city they have these beautiful photographs of these actual African Americans who were at the mines of building these granite blocks and building these buildings, beautiful buildings in the city of Lithonia. And a lot of people don't know that African Americans had a lot to the architecture and the building of the buildings there in the city of Lithonia.
Well, and exactly right. And as we're coming around, because I know the mayor has to go and she has a 7 o'clock gig, and I want to just share with her and also other women of power like yourself and like the Lookout Lady, the South, Atlanta. I'm a mama's boy, you know. But the point being is, without mothers, we would not be here either. But it's opportunities here, and the thing is, a lot of women who are, you know, furthering their education. Unfortunately, sometimes the family is not whole, does not have the father figure, and the single moms who have children who have to, you know, do two or three jobs, who have to also, you know, advance them their education on their own, and it's the struggle. Mayor Jackson, I want you, if you can, address this situation and a challenge to the single mothers who think that it's hopeless. Can you give them a challenge? And perhaps if they are relocated or if they are in Lithonia, can you talk about opportunity?
Yeah, I think the issue of single parents, because it's not just women, there are many men men who are also becoming that are single parents, and that is not an obstacle in terms of being able to raise the children. And I think that we need to, as a community, look at the reincorporating the village concept, because it's hard to do it on your own, and very few of I was blessed to have two parents. It wasn't just them. I mean, the whole neighborhood was involved in how I did in school and other kinds of activities. And so I think it's important that, so in a place like Lithonia that is very family-oriented, I think there's an opportunity to reestablish a village concept so that there is support for single parents and they're not isolated.
Thank you so much. Now, do you have, you say in January is going to be your swearing in, but now what is coming up in Lithonia for those who are listening in right now? How can they come and meet you, greet you, hug you, and volunteer for you coming up the next couple
of
weeks?
We just had a great fall festival last Saturday, and a trunk or treat that we partnered with the new commissioner for DeKalb County District 5, Marita Davis Johnson, and a number of other county departments. So the next big event will actually be our tree lighting in December, which will be the first Sunday in December, December the 6th, from 5:30 to 6:30, depending on the weather. Depends on how long we stay outside.
So you don't have no tough skin, do you?
Oh, I have tough skin, but usually we have, you know, children performing and things like that. So if it's really cold, you know, we have a shorter program. If the weather's nice, you know, people tend to linger a little bit longer. But we will be lighting our tree.
Well, listen, I want to just challenge the merchants and these individuals or nonprofits or schools who want to become part of the Jackson team, if you will. They say, we're the Jacksons. Can I call you sister?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And for those who are in need of, you know, trying to be successful selling their services and products, please contact me. And I do an article talk show campaign you can befriend me on Facebook. My name is Tom Livesey, and it's L-I-V as in victory, S-E-Y. You can also email me at T Livesey, L-I-V as in victory, S-E-Y, F as in Frank, L as in Larry, N as in Nancy, B as in boy, at yahoo.com. I hope to work for closer and, keep working forward to trying to bring the mayors of the different cities in Metro Atlanta together during these holiday season to help donate, help prosper, and help support, individuals, seniors, and children as well, single mothers as well. Mayor, can you give your contact information one more time? And Dr. Noe, if you can give your contact information as far as your festivals that are traveling across the country, and we'll close it out.
Yes, sure. You can contact us at City Hall, 770-482-8136. And we're located at 6920 Main Street, downtown Lithonia, in front of the Wayfield Plaza. And our website is www.cityoflithoniaga.org. So we look forward to hearing from you and developing a great partnership.
You are my new hero.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks again for the
Thank you so much. And I know I'm going to let you go.
Okay. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Hello.
All right. Take care.
And I know that the doctor, Nabantu,
yes.
You might have to go as well.
I do. number.
Can you give
is,
your contact information as far as?
Yes. All right. This is with those who want to help support the College Game Festival 2016. Hotline number is 678-828-4008. And our website is www.collegegreens.com.
Thank you so much. Well, you were a hero, okay, Mama? I'll call
okay.
you. Hey, tell me in bed later tonight, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Oh, and here we come to the end. And here is some individual that, things wouldn't happen without her getting mad at me, and I'm getting mad at her. This is the Lookout Lady. Lookout Lady, tell us a little bit about the power of woman.
The power of a woman. A power of a woman can change and move mountains in whatever her endeavor is. As far as the Lookout Lady, that's what I'm here for. I'm looking out for our seniors. I'm looking out for our children. I'm looking out for our safety, our health in the community. So that's what I do, Tom.
Hey, let me ask you about quality of life. And the quality
mm-hmm.
of water. I have an individual I'm going to try to bring on just for a quick second. I know she's going to be mad at me, but, we're trying to conserve. You're looking out. Hey, go ahead and tell us a little bit about what Lookout Lady. No texting and what?
No texting and driving, of course. I've always been an advocate of safety, and I started a program a couple of years back, and it's called Get Off and Drive, which is get off the phone and drive, which is the epidemic here in Atlanta. Since Atlanta, the cars and so many, it's very populated now. So I see people, texting and driving constantly. And I was looking up there at the marquee the other day and see how many people who estimate how many have died from distracted driving. And I think the count is up to 1,100 now this year. And I'm always looking up there when I'm driving to see the count, and I see.
Oh, so you're texting and driving and looking up at the sign.
No, I'm not texting. I'm just looking up to see how many people have died since then. But I'm just saying that it is epidemic.
I'm being facetious.
I know you are. But it's a problem here in Atlanta, and I'm just trying to help with the solution.
And you wear a cape.
Yes, I do. I wear a cape. It is a gold cape and has the lookout lady on it. And I designed this because I wanted to be able to have a positive influence for our kids. And, you know, superhero is one way to do it. You know, comic book character is a way to go about going into the schools and talking to the kids about the dangers of course, texting and driving, and also safety and being aware of, you know, close to their surroundings. And this is one way that I decided to do this. But I've been a lookout lady girl since the age of 12. So now that I'm, you know, mature now, I decided to come out with a lookout lady.
Wow. Listen, I'm going to bring one individual on, and she's also a strong, positive woman who has, you know, overcome a lot of things and working with, you know, the conservation of water. She's also working, like I think I talked to you earlier today, about the new waterless car wash. Let's see if we can just get a hello from her. 678-247. Can you say hello?
Hello, this is Dana Whitworth. I've been in the waterless business for 22 years trying to save our environment and help others get into their own business and be successful.
Lookout lady?
Yes, Tom.
I said, this is Dana, and she's talking about dry wash, but she's been, you know, a community pillar, you know, here in Georgia and throughout the country, and working with other individuals as far as being an entrepreneur. But most important thing is, you know, looking at conserving our water when it comes to, you know, the excessive use of water when you, you know, wash the car. And as we're, you know, changing the seasons, you know, you need to check your tires. You need to make sure you have your car tuned up. You need to make sure that you have the stripping around the front door and the back door and the windows in order to, you know, conserve on the gas and electric bill. What do you do about that, lookout lady? Or would you be interested in getting more involved?
You know, I would love that. I need to have that service right now for my car, because it's hard for me to keep your car clean, because I don't like doing it myself. So I really need something like that service, especially most women. I don't know about most women, but I don't like washing my own car. So, but I would love to have that service. And the fact that she's a business owner, yes, I would love to do business with her.
Dana?
Yes.
Do you have your contact information for those individuals, single moms, talking about seniors, talking about families, talking about mobile mechanics, talking about people who can keep, because, you know, hey, it's like Billy Crystal once said, it's better to look good than feel good. So.
True. It's so true.
We can do it quickly, isn't that right, with a dry wash? Yeah, Dana, do you have your contact information?
Yes, it's 678-247-1099, and I can give you all the information on other people that can come and detail your cars and get them all, you know. We do a lot of real estate offices and things that don't have time, and they're always on the go, and the weather doesn't permit a lot of times to get out and go clean your car. And, you know, we've got the product that stays in your car up to 60 days, and you just have to wipe it down when it gets dirty. So it's really awesome products. We've been around for 22 years. We have a billion-dollar insurance policy on the vehicles to where if our product scratches your cars, you know, we'll cover it, but it doesn't. So it works with the dirt. It's phenomenal. And it also is a product that will put people that do not have jobs into their own business, and they can pick up the pieces for very little cost and start their own business. So, you know, if you know anybody that doesn't have a job
thing.
That needs to have a little bit of a boost to go into their own business, it's very inexpensive, and the product is phenomenal.
Dana, can you are you available on Facebook, or you have a website, or how can?
No, I don't. Right now, I'm in the process of developing one on Facebook. So, you know, I wish that I had it right now.
That's okay. But the thing is, the quickest way to make communication with you is through your phone number, and that's 678-247-1099. Look out, lady. Can you give your contact information? What's going on with you? I mean, you were busy all week. You were like in a concert, you know. You were then at some kind of funeral home, and then
funeral home. No,
then you're like dressing dogs. Oh, what are you doing?
No.
What's going on with you?
Busy.
What's up?
I have been busy this week. I have. I've helped Mayor Jackson with her campaign. I came out to Snailville, but I wasn't sure where their location was, so we kind of missed them, and I was in my lookout lady attire. Mm-hmm. Let's see, I also was on the radio, another radio station that I participated in. Yes, I was. Yes, we were. And then,
Dana,
let's see.
Get her.
And I worked with the domestic violence vigil last week, and it was very powerful. And that'll be something that's another thing that we might be able to cover maybe next show.
Now, hey, we talking about domestic violence, or you talking about human? What you say?
Human trafficking and domestic violence. Yes.
Throw a number on us real quick, so y'all understand.
Okay.
Those who are listening, sometimes the race doesn't start until we cross the finish line. And this one right here, she doesn't stop. You know, she calls me up and, you know, gives me a challenge. I say, I am sleeping. But can you tell us a little bit about the trafficking in 2015?
Oh, I was very enlightened in the information I got last week. And the young lady that spoke, she had been a product of domestic violence herself, and it was very enlightening. The statistics for human trafficking is very alarming, and I have them in front of me right now, but it's a very serious problem here in Atlanta. It's one of the biggest hubs here. It's in Atlanta for children as far as human trafficking and sex, pornography. But
here's the thing, is that we have to support the mayor of Lithonia, the mayor of Snailville, the mayor of Grayson, the mayor of Stone Mountain, Duluth, Lawrenceville, Louisville, all the mayors to bring people together. We have to support the powerful women who are trying to do, you know, good things to help other people, just like Dana Whitworth. And Trisha Bailey, and Dr. Nabantu. But the thing is that it's now, can you finish, close the show, Trisha, with your slogan, Step Up?
I said, if you want to clear your plate, step up to the plate with a cape, and that's from the Lookout Lady.
Whoa! Dana, thanks for calling in.
That is phenomenal, and I congratulate you women for going out there and stepping up and beyond. This is awesome.
You want a cape, don't you, Dana?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what I'll get you for Christmas. I'm going to scare this one person. I know she won't answer for it. Let's see. 678-886, you want to just say hello and hang up?
Hello.
Hey, what do you think about the show?
Oh, the show was great. It was great. It was fantastic. I enjoyed it.
Well, this is
Anastasia.
Say hello to the Lookout Lady.
Hi, how are you?
Is that Tammy? I'm doing fine. Is that Tammy from Shelby, North Carolina?
No, no, this is the girl with the cap.
Anastasia.
Anastasia. Hi, Anastasia.
Hi, how are you?
You sound like Tammy. You're doing great.
Okay, well, listen, thank you all so much for being on the show. Listen, let's do something. Let's, you know, strike a match to start a fire. Let's put out one that's going to burn the woods. But let's do something to help energize our communities. We're all here trying to do something. And if you don't, and if you do it all by yourself, it's not nothing you can share. Thank you so much for being on the show. One love, everyone.
I got one love.
All right, thank you. One love.
All right, thank you. All right.